Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Mayra with Family First. Am I speaking with
doing?
Sandra Hayes?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? I called because I need to get a letter from you for a couple of reasons. I need to be able to submit a letter to county assistants stating that I haven't worked since the 26th of February, but I'm not going to be able to go back on schedule with Sammy.
I heard the voicemail and already requested the letter. I also added you on the email. That way, as soon as the letter is done, you can receive it right away.
So you are going to send it to my email?
Yes, Human Resources will.
Okay. And I had a couple other questions there. When I first started, and I just wanted to ask about it. Now, the company held back a week, right?
The company held?
You know, you hold back a week. Hold a week of pay in the hole.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Meaning when I first started working, I had to wait a two-week period before I got paid. And I'm asking, does the company hold? Well, in other words, would I still have one final pay coming to me?
But for last week, you mean?
No, from when I first started last March.
I'm sorry, but pay for what? Because you have been working for more than a year, I believe.
Yes, because that's why I'm asking. Because when I first started, I worked a full 2 week period before I received my first pay. So I'm asking if there was a pay held held in a hole, as they would say. And I'm just checking because, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm to expect.
Well, I can see that the first date that you have with the patient, with Mr. Samuel Mitchell,
uh-huh.
was on March 2025, March 19. That is the first date that I see that you submitted timesheets for. And it was paid at that time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Okay, and there was no vacation pay accumulated or anything, right?
No. Unfortunately, no.
Okay. So he is. I'm going to probably help him transition with whoever his new care worker is going to be. As soon as I can talk with him today, I guess I'll have him give you a call. Should he call you? And has his authorization been through yet?
No.
Okay. All right. So I just need this letter because, it's unfortunate, but they're messing with my husband's benefits. And he needs his benefits, and they're telling me I'm making too much for him not to lose his benefits. And, I'm just not in a position for that to happen financially. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I would stay on, but, I wouldn't be able to afford, the things he needs without him having the benefits. So I'm going to have to let it go.
I see. Well, without the patient's authorization, there is not much that we can do. I will have to wait to do something.
Right, because the way the worker told me was that, let them know that it's indefinite. And at this point, I can't even come back because, again, it's messing with my husband's benefits. My husband is disabled. And they're trying to take benefits from him because I'm working. That's not right.
Okay, so you're not going back to work for Mr. Mitchell?
No, no. And I did let them know that I hadn't worked since the 26th of February.
Okay.
So they're requesting a letter to say that and say that, you know, it's indefinite, but I'm not going back at all, you know. So.
Okay. No,
Mary, I appreciate all your help.
Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm sorry to hear this.
Yeah, all right. They're gonna. Would I get it today? Do you know the letter?
The letter. I wouldn't be sure actually because they have a from 2 to 3 business days to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm asking because I need to try to get that to them as soon as possible before they stop his benefits. All right, again, I appreciate all your help, Mayor. You know, it was just a pleasure working with Mr. Mitchell.
It was a pleasure working for you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, have a good day.
You, too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.